Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I'm at the NAFCD meeting with Dave Powell, the rising president. Dave, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. It's great to be here.
First, let's start with your day job. You're with Ericsson's, a distributor based in Michigan, and your IT and marketing director. Tell us a little bit about Ericsson's.
Well, Ericsson's is a family-owned business, been around 75 years next year. Primarily focus is wood flooring products and distribution to the retail floor covering store and the sand and finish contractor.
Okay, and what is your service area?
We serve Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin.
And so you're stepping into this role, it's a big role, as head of the NAFCD. A couple questions I'd like to ask you. First off, just, you know, when you start thinking about this distribution channel, how is the health of the channel?
I think it's very healthy. There continues to be a need and demand for the unique set of services that a distributor can provide.
What are some of the biggest challenges that the members face?
You know, I think that different challenges come and go, but ultimately it comes down to fundamentals, staying competitive in a changing landscape, dealing with government regulation changes, HR issues, pricing challenges. It's all fundamentals, really. The name may change, but the fundamental challenge is still the same.
One indication of health, especially in an organization like this, is whether or not your member count is strong. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
The member count is very strong. We're at 90%+ retention, which is very healthy for an association.
Mm-hmm. And you do surveys every year and kind of ask how you're doing and what kind of report did you get back?
Feedback is generally very positive. The membership seems to agree and support the direction the directors, the board is taking the association.
One thing that's been going on in this distribution channel is ongoing move toward more and more private label products. Talk about that, if you would.
Yes, private label products are a very key component of most distributors' programs. Allows them to source products that the traditional, sometimes but not always, domestic manufacturers may not have a product that their individual market needs. So it's a great opportunity for them to fill holes like that.
And it also allows them to differentiate themselves and not compete against all the other channels, right?
Absolutely. It's a huge opportunity to build their own personal brand.
When you start looking at the membership and the products they focus on, different surface types, talk a little bit about their focus from a product perspective.
Well, the focus should come as probably no great surprise right now is on the WPC and rigid core vinyl products. That category is realizing explosive growth, and it seems like it's top of line for almost every distributor's on their radar.
Mm-hmm. And there's still, though, ongoing focus, like you said, in your area for wood as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. People want the real thing. I don't think it's any mistake that the vast majority of the products out there in hard surface are made to look like wood, whether it's ceramic or vinyl, what have you.
So what's the advantage of these distributors to be a member of this organization?
Well, the biggest benefit of the association is the networking by far. It's a networking opportunity, relationship building, best practices, educational value, certainly a part of it too, but definitely the people is the biggest reason to be here.
So you step into this role today. I know you've had some board meetings. What do you guys hope to achieve in the next year?
We'll continue to maintain our positive growth and membership and retention, continue to look to develop more market insight reports, data trends, really trying to get as much actionable data as we can to the members to help them run their business the best they can.
So act as a service organization and give them the kind of market intel they can use to be more successful?
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it.
Tell us real quick who's on your executive committee with the board.
Well, right now it's Heidi Cronin. She's the current president, myself, and then we have Steve McKenna with McKenna Distributing. He's the vice president, and we have Jeff Work as the treasurer, and then we have coming on board next year as Scott Roy with Guilford Johnson.
Okay, one last question. We're seeing, I guess, a little bit of consolidation. We're seeing where certainly Quad C has bought Gallagher and plans to expand that organization. We're seeing where there's some alignments with Haynes and Belknap White. So do you think this consolidation could affect the membership count?
Certainly, any time a business gets merged in another business and it goes away, it seems inevitable that you could lose a member. But you're not really losing them per se, but like you say, the headcount technically, would drop off a little bit. Yeah.
What do you think is motivating that consolidation?
It's hard to say. I think everyone's looking for the next edge, economies of scale, maybe product lines and territories to get entrance and access to that maybe they didn't have before.
All right, great, Dave. It's good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Dave Powell, the rising president of the NAFCD here in Colorado Springs, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.